Sarasota, Florida, because we're broadcasting live from the WSRQ studios here in downtown Sarasota, right at the top of a bank building. Neat little view across downtown.
This is the way radio should be done.
Well, I like our home studio. It's convenient.
That's for sure.
This does bring back the old driving to work thing that I had to used to do.
What do you mean driving? Oh, you having to drive to work.
Yeah, right, I used to actually have to drive to work.
At the stations that we started Free Talk Live on, you drove into a rat-infested S-hole. And
you're not exaggerating. That is not any level of hyperbole.
I saw a rat the size of a small cat just working on a ketchup packet out there on City Island.
I saw one hanging off the side of a trash can once. I remember when they, by the way, the building that we used to work in has been razed since then. That's right. Razed with a Z.
We always used to say nothing that a good coat of fire wouldn't fix.
It almost came to that. But when they were actually setting the traps for the rats in that building, they caught at least 40.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they lost somebody. I mean, if the rats led a revolt in that building, it would have been over.
So, yeah, you're right. I mean, that definitely was not a stellar working environment. This is a beautiful little station that, by the way, is one of the only independently owned stations in town.
Probably is the only independently owned station.
Certainly at talk stations, I know that much. You got the big players in town, Clear Channel. Not that I have anything against Clear Channel. We're on a number of Clear Channel stations. And, yes, thank you to Stuart Langston at WBHP, for instance, for taking our weekday show.
I think Clear Channel appreciates independent broadcasters, too.
It depends on the program director, and they still have some autonomy over there. But, having been with Clear Channel, we're Clear Channel alumni on this show, working for a big corporation, it's got its ups. There's a lot more money and promotion, possibility of promotional dollars, although a lot of times you didn't see any of that money.
Right, it's just the promise of promotional dollars.
There's a lot of money that's put in. Like, their new studios were really nice. The Clear Channel studios in town here are very, very nice. But there's still something important about that mom-and-pop radio experience where you come in, you knock on the general manager's door, and that's as high up as you go. There's no regional manager. There's no senior vice president of programming. There's no executive board somewhere in some other city.
You want to fly an idea by somebody, you can go sit in the office of the person by whom you can fly that idea. Now, being that person, that's it's a tough job to tell people no all the time, but that's what you get with the corner office. But you don't get that opportunity to talk to the regional vice president in charge of talk radio or whatever that person's title might be for whatever company they might work. It's just, it's impossible to get in front of that person.
Right, and I don't know if I don't know if we would be able to go to Clear Channel and get a key to the building. Says, hey, we're Ian Mark from Free Talk Live. We want to do a show from your studio.
I think if we're on that station, we might be able to pull that off.
Maybe, but it seems like it would be more difficult. Whereas here the GM hands us a key to the front door and gives us some instructions as to how to shut down the building.
I think that Clear Channel gives a lot of autonomy in running a station. My experience was as far as running the station goes. Now, as far as creating your own program and getting on that station, that's a whole different ball of wax.
So anyway, I'm glad to be here at WSRQ, where it is that locally owned station flavor, and it's apparently a successful station. They got the rent paid here, and the lights are on, and things are clean, and
it's a great thing.
It looks good. So right on.
Well, I was talking business with them. I can tell you they are
good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So it can still work. Local radio still has value, and you can still do it right. And they're doing it right here. So glad to be on board, and we'll take your calls. The number is 941-373-1220. We're here for the remainder of the week, by the way, so we're about halfway through it. So we're going to be here Thursday and Friday nights, and then Saturday we'll be back in our Keene studios, the LRN.FM studios. And speaking of LRN.FM, that is the username that you can use to connect with us on Skype tonight. So maybe you don't want to call 941-373-1220. You'd rather use the Skype as an option, which in most cases will make you sound even better. It almost makes you sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us.
It is really good.
So last hour, I teased a couple of things here. I teased the story about being a pessimist, but I also brought up this quote from the Subway founder, the very end of the second hour. And before we get into the pessimism thing, I just wanted to dig in a little further into this quote from the Subway founder, who's basically saying, he's saying that his business would not exist, Subway would not exist, had he attempted to start it today rather than decades ago because of the ever-increasingly difficult regulatory environment. And I think that it's important to really pause for a moment and consider what it is he's saying. Because the seen and the unseen, I think, comes into to play here. We can see Subway. We can see Quiznos. We can see, you know, whatever local sandwich shops that you might have in your town. We can see all of the things that we have as far as businesses and choices in the marketplace today.
And sandwiches are great, but let's not forget the kind of innovations that lengthen our lives, you know, make it so that the children don't die at such a young age, you know, allow us to be more productive so that these things continue to go on, you know, help us to heal the sick and feed the poor and doing all those other things. I mean, those innovations have a little better sound to them than be able to get a delicious meaty BLT.
I get where you're coming from, and you're right. But for somebody that has the desire to make sandwiches for people, this is important too.
I'm with you. And the scientists that make these things need sandwiches, no doubt.
Right. Everybody's got their calling in life, and for some people it's science, for some people it's making food, and I think they're all equally important. But my point is, we know what's out there, and we know the variety of choice, and we know how wonderful that is. I love being able to choose one company for my food versus another. I'm glad we don't have just some, you know, one monopoly company, the government sandwich store, or, you know, the monopoly sandwich store run by one guy who's been anointed by the state to make sandwiches for us.
Sandwiches, right.
And, you know, I'm glad we don't have that, because choice is great. We get all kinds of variety. We get selection. We get options. And that's a good thing. But what we don't know and what we can't see is all of the stuff we're missing out on. All of the ideas that went to the wayside because the creator of that idea, when investigating, I'd like to start a business to do X. What's it going to take to start this business? I'm going to have to pay rent. I'm going to have to find a location. I'm going to have to find a staff. I'm going to have to do this and that. All the things you generally have to consider when starting a business. But then on top of all of that, and that's a challenge as it is. On top of all that, then there's all these legal requirements. You've got to get a health code permit. You've got to get an occupancy permit. You've got to get a business permit. You've got to get a sales tax permit.
It can take months to get these permits. It's not just you walk in, you pay the money.
Right.
In some of these cases, you've got to have these, you know, tests and things like that. It can take months.
And that's if the permit's available. Want to start a cab company in New York City?
You want a liquor license?
Sorry, those things are not available. There are a limited amount of them, and the government has decided they're sold out. So, you know, in some cases...
You want to start a radio station?
Right, radio station. Yeah, some cases you can't get past zero because the government has determined that, we know what's best for the market and we're going to decide that you can't do this.
Right, the government knows what's best for the market. What a laughable idea.
So what is it that we've missed out on? What visionaries have had their vision completely decimated by the restrictions that the government people have put on what it is that they want to do? How many dreams have been dashed against the rocks of regulation? What wonderful products and services would we be able to avail ourselves of today had there not been the regulations that get in the way? It's impossible to know.
No. I mean, it's legion. They're legion.
So I think that's something that's important to focus on about this here. And, you know, if you've ever tried to start your own business, you know how ridiculously difficult it could be. I remember John Stossel did an interesting experiment where he attempted to start the same business. He was selling Frisbees, ABC News Frisbees at the time, selling Frisbees in a booth somewhere, like at a mall or a marketplace. And he went and he did it in, I think it was Hong Kong. He did it in the United States. I forget which state. And he did it in India. And he found that Hong Kong was the easiest, by far. It was like, here, fill out this one sheet of paper, hand it into the person that runs the mall or something like that, and there you go, you're opening up for business. But in the other two places, it was far more difficult. In the U.S. and India, far more ridiculously difficult. More hoops, and he just gave up. Didn't bother to go through the whole process. There's more coming up here. 941-373-1220, tell your story.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Regulations, are they just there for your protection, or is there something more going on? The founder of Subway has said that his business would not exist had he attempted to start it today due to all the regulations. He was able to start it back in the 60s, so he ended up getting grandfathered into a lot of things. But today would have been much more difficult. I know, Mark, you've said that aspirin, had it attempted to go through the process that the FDA has today for approving medications, never would have made it through that particular process. And these are just a couple of examples of some of the things that we have today, thank goodness, because we didn't have, back in the day when they were released, the same level of regulation that we have today. But the people who support, you know, the government doing these things will say that, well, it's for your own good. We need the government to make sure that everything's safe and clean and healthy. I mean, don't you want people to be safe and clean and healthy? Don't you want that? Well, we can continue that discussion here in moments. 941-373-1220 is the number if you would like to add your thoughts or bring up whatever's on your mind. That's, and again, different number from normal because we're live in Sarasota, Florida at the WSRQ studios tonight. The number 941-373-1220, also on Skype as username lrn.fm. You can connect to us there too. I want to talk about the pessimist thing, but I think it's important to really make sure that people understand you know, what regulation's all about, what it's really about. Because, as you should know, if you've listened to politicians before, they tell lies, and they do it on a regular basis. So, don't let them fool you with their rhetoric about, oh, we're going to help you, this is going to protect the consumer, this is good for people, we're just trying to keep you safe. That kind of rhetoric should also throw up red flags. You know the government guys lie. Politicians tell lies. This is what they're known for. Just because they say things like, we want to protect you, it's our job to keep you safe, doesn't mean that it's true.
They want to reward their friends and punish their enemies,
right,
while stuffing their pockets full of your cash.
But they'll never say that to you. No politician's going to get elected by talking about, you know what I want to do when I get elected is I want to make sure that Philip Morris is able to ensconce itself evermore as the number one distributor of cigarettes in this country. I am dedicated to Philip Morris.
You know who should set our foreign policy? The military-industrial complex.
Right.
The people who build big metal things that go kaboom have your well-being and the peace of this earth in mind.
You know what we need in this country is more big pharmaceutical products being shoved down the throats of young people. That's what we need in this country.
We've got old people practically indentured to us with thousands of dollars a month in medication. Now we have to start working our way down.
You know, they'll never run for office. They'll never get up and give those speeches because it's not politically feasible for them. They want to get elected so they can do what you said, Mark, and reward their friends and punish their enemies with the power and the control that the government allows them to have over others. And that's what regulations are really about. It's really about rewarding friends and punishing enemies. The friends being the people that are already in business and are giving them money for you know, their campaigns and things like that. Or somebody who maybe wants to start a business that wants to lube up the political system and is giving out a bunch of money in advance to make sure that he'll be able to start his business. But helping their friends and then punishing the enemies in this case would be the competitors of businesses that already exist, as well as the future competitors, the ones that haven't yet started business, the ones, you know, the fresh idea men, the guys that are out there with, you know, fresh ideas and concepts that want to create something new. They've got a new concept for whatever product or service that's never been offered before. The people that have been in business a long time do not want that guy getting into business, or
no,
don't want that lady opening up her shop or her store or her product.
Right. The blacksmiths and the farriers are people who put shoes on horses, don't want the automobile industry to start up. And if there had been the ability of these people who, you know, some way for them, you know, the blacksmith, which there was at least one or two or ten in every town, to get together and collude against the automobile, putting up, say, noise regulations or pollution regulations or, you know, these kind of things. I'm not saying I like pollution. I'm just saying that, you know, these regulations can be used in order to stifle innovation. And, you know, people look around and let's take a look at what the combustion engine has done for this world. Yeah, you know, there's some issues with pollution attached to it. But can those issues be addressed? I think they can.
Yeah, and they can be addressed without the use of the state, without the use of coercion. They can be addressed through the marketplace because people don't want to breathe smog, because people want clean air and water, at least everybody I know. And I think that that's fairly common. People want to have a nice environment in which to live. And so people are demanding cleanliness. They're demanding good environmentally friendly products. And the companies that deliver those products are rewarded in the marketplace. So let the market decide these things, because when the government's allowed to step in with its regulatory structure, all it does is it kills innovation and it kills new businesses coming about. And that just makes sure that the old guard is able to stick around. Perfect example. We'll go back around to the conversation we had earlier about intellectual property. It's pretty clear these days that file sharing isn't going to go away. People aren't going to stop sharing music and movies just because the government is cracking down and putting people in jail cells and bringing court cases against folks. There are more people sharing files online now than ever in the past.
I don't think music's getting shared the same way it was 10 years ago. And I think that the music industry has taken a step forward in that, say, YouTube. Whenever I watch, when I go online and want to watch music or listen to music, usually I'll go to, like, YouTube or Pandora or something like that. Well, I can go to YouTube, watch some little crappy half a minute commercial that I don't want to see, and I can usually skip after 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and then hear the song that I want to hear, or I can go to Pandora and tune in there. So they've managed to go finally after suing the pants off of umpteen people in order suing their customers that enjoy their music. They finally figured out a system to allow people to listen to the music they want without going after them.
You're right. I mean, a lot of the music labels are certainly being a little bit better about at least putting their own libraries online and making them accessible. I think that may be true. But the RIAA and the Motion Picture Association are still out there.
They're
lobbying
still employing
for regulations.
A lot of lawyers.
They're lobbying for regulations. They're lobbying for crackdowns. They're lobbying for the continued enforcement of copyright and things like this. And they're a perfect example of the old dinosaur industry. They believe it should be done a certain way, and that way is the way it's always been done. And then everybody else, who's kind of the new school, is saying, well, no, it doesn't have to be done that way anymore. We've got this internet thing over here, and it lets us bypass the whole albums, tapes, CDs, physical media distribution process that is the old way, and allows us to connect directly with the consumer. In fact, we don't even need your record labels anymore. We don't need any of this stuff. The old method. And that's a huge threat to the old way. And it's a huge threat to the old guard.
A lot of musicians now are just going ahead and delivering music directly to people.
Why not? You can sell it for less. They pay more.
They've got fewer fans, and I think that the days of the big time singing celebrity might be numbered. They've got fewer fans, but they're getting a larger piece of that dollar that the fan is spending, and those fans feel like they have a direct connection to the artists. I mean, were you going to get a return letter from one of these big bands from the 80s? Not likely, but you will if you give, you donate to the Kickstarter for this artist.
That's a good point. More coming up here. 941-373-1220. Your thoughts on regulation, the old guard protecting itself by using government regulation. 941-373-1220. Plus, pessimists, do they live longer? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the show where you can take control of the airwaves. We're doing Free Talk Live. And we tonight in the studio include Ian.
And Mark.
And the number here is 941-373-1220. That number different from our normal number because we're in a different place. We're in Sarasota, actually. Sarasota, Florida. That's where Mark and I were born years ago. And now we're back for kind of a vacation, but more of like a working thing because, you know, I still got work to do, but it's
same here.
It's fun to go and see old friends as well. So it's probably not getting as much work done this week as I otherwise could.
Yeah, I didn't get as much done as I had imagined.
But then again, I'm also not spending as much time on Facebook either. So, like, instead of doing Facebook, I'm actually connecting with people in real life. So that's kind of nice.
There you go.
Anyway, it's been enjoyable, and we're going to be here both Thursday and Friday night, so be sure to join us on the air. And at 941-373-1220, we'll be back in our regular studio on Saturday night for the live Saturday show. And you can also connect with us tonight via Skype at username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about sneaking into a movie, as we discussed earlier in the program tonight, or regulations, we can talk about any of that. And maybe you are somebody who has had your dreams of a business destroyed by the insane burden of regulations and taxation and obedience that the government wants you to force upon you. You're welcome to share your story, 941-373-1220. I know for me, you know, when I was younger, I was excited about radio. I mean, I've always been interested in radio. I grew up, I think my grandfather was he was in the Navy, and I think he did some radio stuff. I know that he was always tinkering with things in his workshop, and my dad fixed radios and was also somewhat into it back in, you know, when he was at my age now. And so I kind of grew up around radio to some extent and, you know, fell in love with it. And then I decided at some point I wanted, you know, to know what it took to start a radio station. And so I looked into it and was absolutely bewildered and confused and outraged by how difficult the process is made
just
by the
FCC. From a governmental standpoint,
yeah.
Because it's relatively easy to put a radio station on the air and
that's
broadcast whatever it is, your content, to the town, municipality, land at large, you know, whatever it is, cornfields, and wherever you might live.
Yeah, so it's not a complicated thing to start a radio station, but because the FCC exists and they'll come in with men with guns to stop you if you don't beg for permission, then it becomes very complicated, and to the point where you have to have an engineering firm, and you have to have a lawyer, and you have to pay a bunch of money in order to just apply for the license for the radio station, and if you can even apply, which of course in a lot of cases you can't, right now the window is closed, you cannot apply for a radio station, so it's not even an option, and it was really frustrating, so I went ahead and I got a job in radio instead of starting my own station, figuring that, well, you know, if I couldn't do, you know, if I couldn't start my own pirate radio station, which I couldn't afford to do something like that at that time, that I would still learn the ropes from inside the business, and that's what I've done. And now I've launched a network online called LRN.FM, which actually allows people who are willing to operate their own free radio station to have programming for that station, and that's one of the primary purposes behind LRN.FM, because it's easy to put the equipment together and get that on the air. That's a relatively simple process, but coming up with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of programming, that's a little bit more challenging. So to try to make that a little bit simpler for folks, that's what LRN.FM is for. And aside from that, it's also great to introduce new people to the ideas of freedom, and already people that are into the ideas of freedom, to introduce them to shows they've never heard of before. So that's my kind of my regulatory story. Mark, what about you? Do you have a regulatory story, something that, you know, you were kept away from because of all the regulations?
You know, I think that it, to some extent, you have to have this kind of blind, you know, way of looking at things. I just started the businesses that I was going to start,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, as the government bureaucrats came after me, I would do my best to appease them.
I see.
And in one
better
case,
to ask forgiveness than for permission.
In one case, they actually, you know, I started a business. They sent me a bill for like $12,000 for income for sales tax, you know, stuff. And I'm like, you know, the business is done. Been out of business for years. What are you talking about? Sending me a bill for $12,000? I never accepted a single. This business wasn't even intended to accept sales. It never did. I don't owe you anything. And fortunately, in that circumstance, I didn't have to hire a lawyer and all that kind of stuff to protect me. I probably would have been okay at that time. My roommate was a lawyer.
Hmm.
But, you know, not everybody has that particular advantage. But, you know, the bureaucrats are like, oh, yeah, well, we were just fishing. It's all right. You know, they you know, they let it go. But a $12,000 bill will turn your hair white if you see it.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Leo in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? This is interesting stuff. You know, I've contemplated the idea. I've been invited as a guest onto a local morning show for about the last year, and I'm kind of able to get on there for about 15 minutes at a time, which is a really great venue. I know a lot of the information that I share is stuff that people normally wouldn't hear. And I, too, am extremely excited about the thought of, you know, being able to do that. I feel like it's...
To do what? To get on the radio, you mean?
To get on the radio. I mm-hmm. think that's one of the most needed, getting information out to people that they would not normally hear at the local level, especially, I think, is one of the most necessary talents, if you will, necessary. It's just a need. It's the need for good, solid information is dire in this country right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And radio is an excellent way to reach out to people. There still are a lot of people in America that have radios and use them on a regular basis, you know, when going
more
to work.
More than 90% of America listens to the radio, you know, at least sometime during the week.
You know, I'd like to ask you about the LRN station, and also about micro FM. What do you know about micro FM stations, and how do you, could you tell me at least like a link to the site that you have dedicated to giving people like a bump or push to getting their voices heard?
Yeah, I've actually got a great site that can help you with that. I put it together myself. It's broadcast.lrn.fm. And that's where you can go to start learning about how to start your own radio station. Or if you already have a station, there's information there as to how to take some LRN.FM programs there. But broadcast.LRN.FM has a good rundown of some equipment that might be useful and some of the costs of what might be involved in starting your own micro radio station. And micro radio is code for pirate radio. It sounds nicer. It sounds more friendly. There's also community radio. These are all codes for the same thing, which is for doing broadcasting without government permission. And in the case of radio, I agree totally with you, Leo. This is an excellent way to reach out to people. It's a low-cost activist method of outreach, and it's very effective because of the penetration of the existence of radios. And I wish you the best of luck with your project, and let us know how it pans out. Thanks for the call. Let's continue here.
I had no idea that micro FM was some kind of code for pirate.
Pirate radio being running without a license. Yeah, I guess you could have a micro FM that's a legal station.
What about these Part 15 broadcasts?
Part 15 technically could be called micro radio, I suppose.
That's what it says here on when you look up Google.
Yeah, I guess it's the most micro of all because it's a fraction of a watt is what you're transmitting with Part 15.
It travels a ways on AM, as I understand it.
If you consider a quarter mile to a half a mile a ways. So, if you're serious about broadcasting, micro radio, or rather, Part 15 radio, is not an option. If you're serious about it, you should figure out how to get a real signal on the air that people can actually listen to in a significant geographic area. And so, anyway, 941-373-1220 is the number. We've got a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week radio station on the air in Keene, New Hampshire, Liberty 94.3, that I consider to be very good activism. The ideas of liberty are getting out into people's, into people's minds on a daily basis that way, and it's consistent. It's there every single day. People can start to tune in and make habits out of tuning in as they're going to and from work and hear a variety of different liberty-oriented hosts. This is something that can be duplicated in any community across America, and it is a relatively low-cost thing to do. Fact is, the FCC is killing the radio business. It's slowly strangling the life out of it by preventing new people from getting involved and bringing new ideas to the table, new programming formats, new concepts in talk, new concepts in music. Anyway, more coming up here in a moment. You can take control, bring up whatever's on your mind at 941-373-1220 or Skype us at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number here tonight, 941-373-1220. You've got enough time to get here, get on here in the remaining moments of the show, which are right now, 941-373-1220. You can also join us via Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. And we'll continue to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of different features await you there, and one of them is the Shrine of Female Listeners. Mark, tell me about the Shrine.
Well, at the Shrine, we're having a new promotion that we're doing on an ongoing basis. Anybody who enters their picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you know, the only qualification, as we say, is 2X chromosomes, you just go ahead and go to shrine.freetalklive.com. There are instructions for entering there. And we have a little gift basket that we're going to be giving out from Savory Scents. You can get to Savory Scents' store just by going through the banner there at shrine.freetalklive.com. I think you'll really enjoy these candles that they have at Savory Scents. They have a great scent throw, as they say, and you know, they're handmade and beautiful little candles. And so go to the Shrine and you know, send in your picture in a validated form. That means that you've taken a picture that in some way or another, you know, has Free Talk Live in it or some reference to Free Talk Live. And there's lots of creative ways that you can see there. Maybe it'll give you some ideas. It's shrine.freetalklive.com.
All right, so once again, 941-373-1220 is the number here tonight. That's 941-373-1220.
Yeah, our store there at food.freetalklive.com, you can find stored foods that you can have for an emergency. Emergencies are going to come along. They take all kinds of forms. You never know whether or not you're going to be prepared for them, but it's good to have to be prepared and to have insurance. One of the forms of insurance, and a really relatively inexpensive form of insurance, is to have stored food on hand. At our store, food.freetalklive.com, you can buy emergency food that is MSG free, artificial flavor free, GMO free, preservative free. It's the best you can get. And as far as taste goes, it tastes delicious. You can get it for less than $1.50 a meal. And that's a great deal. $1.50 a meal? That's a good deal. Go take a look at food.freetalklive.com. We have specials there that are they're good for, what, one more day here in February if you can rush off and get the mega sampler pack and try that out there at food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue with your calls here. We've got Davi Barker on the line, the Muslim agorist, calling from California. Davi, and it's like a Liberty Forum reunion tonight. We've had Jillian call from California, or at least the California Liberty Forum attendees reunion, and now Davi Barker. Davi, before you get to the point of your call, how was your weekend at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua?
I did fabulous. I sold out of my Bitcoin pin, so that's a success.
That's right, because you are the proprietor of a company that is selling pins, which are very fancy.
Shinybadges.com, right?
That's right. And you're very gracious and gave me one of your Shire Society pins, which I thought was fantastic. And then later on, I got a Bitcoin pin from one of the Bitcoin guys, which was also your creation, as I understand it. So good to know that you sold out of those. And did you enjoy the company as well?
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
Right on. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, you guys wanted stories about entrepreneurs or businesses that were thwarted by government. And so I wanted to tell you about a man named Larry Moore in San Francisco. And he's been called the best-dressed shoeshine man in San Francisco. He used to be homeless. And he discovered a shoe shine stand in a dumpster, and so he got himself a suit from a thrift store, and he started selling shoe shines for $7 a pop. And he was essentially trying to raise something like $600 or whatever it took to get into an assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm.
And he was such a success that he was covered by the San Francisco Chronicle, and they ran a story on him, which is where he got the name the best dressed shoe shine man in San Francisco.
Yep.
This usually leads to trouble.
And by the way, shoeshine used to be something a man could get on the street all the time. It's really difficult now to find a good shoeshine.
Well, the reason it's difficult is because it requires a $491 sidewalk vending permit.
Mm.
And as soon as the article came out, the Department of Public Works decided to show up and let him know that he owed them $491. So he gave them that money and filed the paperwork, and then they said, well, we can't give you the permit because you don't have a valid California ID. And so he had to send off to get a replacement birth certificate from Kansas. So when this story got covered, that they had essentially taken all of his money and not given him his permit, the Chronicle ran a second story, and they mentioned what corner he does business on. And then hundreds of people showed up and gave him about like $2,000 worth of business in one day. And then he was able to get into his assisted living. But the interesting thing about that is that he did that without the permit. So these people were confident enough in Larry that they would show up and have their shoes shined, even though he didn't have a sidewalk vending permit from the Department of Public Works.
Yeah, in this case, a permit isn't a license. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, in a lot of cases, they'll cloak the license in the...
It's the same thing. Permit, license, it's just two different names for the same thing.
But a license really suggests that somehow this is dangerous and you're qualified to do this job, you know, as though you might get some shoe shine in somebody's eye and kill them.
No, Mark, that's what the Department of Works said when they were asked to comment. They actually said that it was to protect customers and make sure that the streets were safe. So
that is
what they're claiming.
In that case, the permit sounded like rent for their sidewalk to me. You know, that's what it sounded like to me when I heard the story. And I think that a property owner should be able to rent their property. I think that if there's a question about how exactly the city of San Francisco came about the property that is the sidewalk, but that's another story.
Yeah, okay, that seems fair. If it was private property, I could see charging rent for a spot, I guess. But they're calling it a matter of public safety.
Okay.
And so I don't see that as legitimate at all.
No, it's silly.
Hey, thanks for sharing that story. Anything else you want to get out on it?
No, that's all, really.
Thanks for the call, Davi. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, is it? Is that your site?
Yeah, that's right. Or you can find me at DavieBarker.com.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight and the story. Appreciate it. 941-373-1220 is the number.
I was telling you earlier about Bitcoins, but I did fail to tell you how to go about getting Bitcoins. And the way to go about getting Bitcoins is to go to BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoins. They allow you, Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. You can send them potentially anonymously if you do it properly. And, you know, they're a fascinating new technology. BitInstant allows you to get Bitcoins around the world in several countries in more than a million locations by simply going to BitInstant.com, telling them, you know, where you want to deposit your money, where your Bitcoin account is, and then doing it. It's BitInstant.com.
Well, I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm glad we've got the government around to protect us from unlicensed shoe shiners. You never know what those guys are going to do.
I wish I could find me a good unlicensed shoe shiner at times. I need my shoes done, and it can be difficult to find it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to begin looking for that.
It'd be really nice to have a convenient... that's a service to the public, obviously. Any business is a service to the public, because anybody who's doing business with the business is doing it because they consider that business to be more valuable than the amount of dollars they're spending on that business. So, you know, I would love to have a good shoe shiner available at times, in a convenient place that I could do that. And rather than having to hunt down some place and, maybe a cobbler or something that might do it and, you know, stopping along my way, if there were just a bunch of people that could do shoe shining. I mean, think about the homeless problem that's out there. What if these people could raise themselves up by doing some shoe shines?
Well, that's one of the problems with regulations is they cut poor people out from creating wealth for themselves and force poor people into this job paradigm. Where, I'm sorry, I appreciate everybody that offers folks jobs, because it's good that you do that, but a job is not a real significant way, in most cases, to build wealth for oneself, as opposed to creating a business, creating a service or a product that you make yourself and that you offer and you market and that you do all the work for, something that you're spearheading. There's more value there, in my opinion, for someone's personal wealth and success than just working a job.
Generations of immigrants have created America by starting their own businesses. And I think that...
And more immigrants start businesses than people born in this country.
Yeah, I think that they find that it's easier to start a business than it is to try to, oftentimes they'll have language issues. You know, customers, they can communicate with better than they can a boss. If you're up against, as an employee, if you're interviewing and you're up against somebody who speaks the language well, you're probably not going to get the job.
So, we will not get to the pessimist story tonight, but I've got it marked, and we'll talk about it tomorrow night. Of course, there could always be something else hot that we're discussing, and of course, you can call in and talk about anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We're live in Sarasota at the WSRQ studios, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.